This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 11, written by Norman Brown. Studying what God inspired. From 2 Timothy 3. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy, a young pastor, that God expresses himself in Scripture to show us eternal life and teach us how to live with him today. The apostle wanted this young minister to know not only how he should follow Christ, but also how to mentor others. These verses reveal three essential truths. Number one, Scripture, the Old Testament that Paul and Timothy knew, and the New Testament we know today, reveals Christ and is God's message to us from his heart. Number two, Scripture teaches us who God is, rebukes us for our sin, corrects us, and trains us in the right way to live. And number three, Scripture equips disciples to do the good works God has prepared for us. But this good news comes with a caution. Richard J. Foster writes, "We come to the Scripture to be changed." At this point, we should hear echoes of Hebrews, warning, sharp edges. Transformation is never painless. We'd like God to transform us instantaneously, but that's not the way it happens. He totally involves us in his project to make us his disciples. Like athletes who must stay in shape, studying God's Word requires daily discipline. Don't speed read today's passage and message. God has personally expressed himself to give us eternal life through his Son, and to tell us how to live righteously. Shouldn't we listen very carefully? Will you pray with me? Lord God, tell us what we need to hear. And may we heed all that you say in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.